Tzahoraim Tovim. Welcome back, people. Yesterday we started speaking about some of the halachot of Shofar. Now, just to quickly recap, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Min HaTorah. We came out that on Rosh Hashanah, how many tkiot does a person have to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Shmuel.
Three.
Shalosh Shehem Teisha. Yeah, three sets of three. Ya'ane, what are they? It's always a tkiah. It's always a tru'ah, sandwiched between two tkiot. That's a set of three. You need three of those. Zeu, shalom. Now the question becomes, what exactly is a tru'ah? Now, by looking at the targum, when the Torah says tru'ah, tru'ah is some sort of blast. Look at the targum unkelus. Anytime the Torah refers to Yom Tru'ah, Zichron Tru'ah, Ve'avarata Shofar Tru'ah, what is the translation in Aramaic for Tru'ah? What is it? Answer, Yabava. Yabava is Milashon. We get it from a Pasuk in Shofetim. Vatiyabev em Sisera. Sisera's mother wailed. It's a Lashon of some sort of cry. So, meaning, the Torah is telling us to use a Shofar to make a sound that resembles crying. Now the Gemara says, well, there's different forms of crying. You can cry in different ways. In different settings, a person cries differently. There's something that's called a anacha, ginuche ganach, which is when a person's like under stress or like, ay, like longer drawn out, spaced out crying like that. That's like a moan. And then there's something that's called a yelala, which is a wail. You know, like the wailing wall, like there's wailing wall and then there's wailing walnuts. You know, you ever heard of those? The wailing walnuts? You heard of those? All the nutcases that hang out by the kotel, they're called the wailing walnuts. Anyway, the kids there, that's what they're called. Yabava means a cry. Some sort of a cry. The Gemara says, but which cry? Is it the longer one? Which is what? If you go, ay, the anacha, the moan, ay, ay, ay. What sound is that sound? Which is that sound in the shofar? That's a shvarim. Or is it a yelala? Yelala is sometimes, you know, you see this a lot by children. When they cry a lot, and then they can't catch their breath, what happens? You ever see this with a child? Like that. That's a yelala. That's a wail. What's that? Short. Blast, that's the Tru'ah. So which one is it? The Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamedalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Atkin Rabbi Avhu Bekisare. Rabbi Avhu said in Kisaria, which is where he lived, Rabbi Avhu was Talmid Mufak Shel. No, you're not. People, you're learning Gemara all day long. Rabbi Avhu Ayat Talmid Mufak Shel Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Gdol Ador. Rabbi Avhu took over the position of Rosh Hashiva after Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, Mikol Makom, the Gemara says, what was his takana? He made a takana for all the Batadin in Eretz Yisrael. That should be Yotze, all of them. Maybe it's just the Shvarim. Maybe it's just the Tru'ah. And maybe it's both. So therefore, what did he say? He said, do three sets of each. Says the Gemara, Tashrat, Tki'ah, Shvarim Tru'ah, Tki'ah, three times. Tki'ah, Shevarim, Tki'ah, three times. Tki'ah, what we call Tru'ah, Tki'ah, three times. Zeu, Shalom. How many kolot is that? 30. Which means, in those 30, you have the correct ones. The Tov? Yeah, which means, I don't know exactly what the Torah meant, but in those 30, you for sure have 9 correct ones. The Gemara asks, oh yeah, there's one more combination that he left out. What was that? So you have Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Tarshat. Yeah, why don't you have that? Tki'ah, Tru'ah, Shivarim, Tki'ah. Why don't you do that? Says the Gemara, people don't cry that way. People don't wail and then moan. The normal progression of crying is moaning first, the Shivarim, ay, 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 and then that leads into a sharper wail, right? That's what we were talking before. And therefore, since the Torah is talking about the normal progression of crying, he says, Zil, Zima speak. Now, sounds like, based on the Talmud, I'll read to you the language of the Rambam, that there's some sort of safik here. Sounds like according to the Torah, you need nine. According to the Talmud, the Talmud shelano, we'll see that there's different girsaot in a moment. But at least according to our Talmud, there's some sort of safek what that nine deoraita is, and therefore we have to do more to cover all our bases. By the way, Tosfot says, our minhag today is how many kolot tosim Rosh Hashanah? 100 and one more, le'arbev et ha-satam. Yeah? We do 100, and then the tkia gdola for Ashkenazim. Anyway, you know, da'at manan usim teru'a gedola. Na'at anama usim teki'a gedola. Now, yeah. I mean, I've done it before, yeah, definitely. Mikol makom, so it sounds like there's some sort of safek. Watch how the Rambam, Per Gimal, Melchot Shofar, Alacha Aleph, brings down this halacha. Very, very interesting. He says this halacha kind of evolved, metamorphosed through the ages. Ma'anyen. Omer Rambam, Anishra Gadol, Alav Shalom. Kama tekiot chayav adam nishma b'Rosh Hashanah? Tesha tekiot, lefi sheneemar. This is the Gemara that we saw yesterday v'chule. You need nine. Teru'a zo amura b'Torah, nistapek lanu b'safek, lefi orech hashanim v'rov ha'galut. Which means, says the Rambam, at Har Sinai, Am Yisrael knew what how to blow the correct nine. Sounds good, yeah? What happened? Probably Bayit Rishon, and they also knew. Once the Sanhedrin disbanded, it sounds like what? Sfekot started happening. How do you think Machlokot happened in Shas? How do Machlokot happen? If I ask you, there's a one-word answer. How are there Machlokot in Shas? Answer? Galut. But still, but how is it that for the same halakha, not mixed up, where's the first machloket in Shas? The earliest machloket. Smicha, Masechet, Chagiga. Well, Betzakot, it's really Mishnah and Chagiga. That was, huh? Yeah, but the Smicha, Smicha la Korban, Yosef ben Yo'ezer, Yosef ben Yochanan, the Zugot, this was earliest generations of the Tanaim. How did that happen? They still had a Sanhedrin then. Elama, Galut, Sfekot, Shichecha. That's what happens. That's, unfortunately, side effect. Huh? Now, he says, since we don't know exactly anymore what this Teru'ah that the Torah is talking about, Ve'en ani yodim ha'achi, im hi ha'ilala shemiyalelim anashim b'neim b'etch me'bevin, is it this feminine wail that women have when we like that, whatever. That was a bad whatever, but you know what I mean. Or ha'anacha kederech she'anacha adam pa'am achar pa'am k'she'idag libo midavar gadol, or is it a moan like, you know, people, oy, like in Yiddish it's called a krecht. Yeah, Shmuel can tell you all about that. Aval, huh? Oy, like an oy. It, which the Rambam says comes from Daga. Zeh Shmuel Shelanu. He, Yedidenu Adagul, but he's trapped. Ve'en chavush matir atzmo mibita asurim. That's why he needs us. And we freed him. Zeh tzarech varech b'rkat ha-gomem. Right? Gam ledaat manan, bita asurim. Shmuel is a sferadi. He's a neshama sferadit trapped in an Ashkenazi body. Miskin tiroto. Anyway, so now, Bekitzur, look at him, he's itching to get out. He can't do it. Huh? So, anyway, Bekitzur, Oshem, Be'ezat Hashem, there won't be another Gilgul, Aval, Im Yeh Gilgul Abba, Bevadai Zeyeh, Lo Yoda. Tosse Gadol Sfaradi. Now, what? Rishon LeZion. Now. Oshem Ke'echad, Ha'anacha, Ve'ailala. Maybe it's both. He says, lekach anu osim akol. Maran, in beginning of Siman Tavkuf Tzadi, quotes this Rambam word for word, verbatim, kida'at Rambam, which means it's a safek. Interesting. Rabbeinu Tam, also in Tosafot, holds that it's mechamat safek. How do we know that? Tosafot, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, long Tosafot, Rabbeinu Tam brings down, there's different minhagim, what to blow during Musaf. Yes? Tkiyot de Me'omed. What are you talking about? Tkiyot de Me'omed? I'm not even talking about the silent Amidah. Minag Ashkenazim, they never blow during the silent of Amidah of Musaf, ever. Lo osim etze. Tov. Sfaradim, we blow during Tfilat Lachash veTfilat HaChazara. Minag Ashkenazim, when do they blow? Only during Tfilat HaChazara. And then they're mashlim, the rest of the kolot, besof haTfilah, before Aleinu, after Aleinu, mam osim. Kaddish. Anyway, Tov, Mikol Makom, Rabbeinu Tam says, what do you blow? There were different minhagim in Tzarfat at the time, in France. The minhag of the Ashkenazim in France until Rabbeinu Tam came was that how many blows, how many sets do you have during Tfilat HaChazara, the minhag Ashkenazim? How many sets? Three. One for Malchuyot, one for Zichronot, one for Shofarot, yes? What would they blow? Until Rabbeinu Tam came, Tashrat for the first, Tashat for the second, Tarat for the third. Yes? Okay? Rabbeinu Tam says, no more of that. Lama? He says, it's a stira. If it's Tashrat, it's not Tashat. If it's Tashat, it's not Tarat. Stop being soter yourself. If you need three of them, then do what? Says Rabbeinu Tam, what was the takana in Tzarfat when he came? All three of them do Tashrat. You need other kolot also to be mashlim. Do those at the end. He says, do Tashrat for each one of the brachot. Why? Rabbeinu Tam, why is it a stira? Why stira? Why not say that kulam emet, as we'll see soon that there's another shita? Apparently what Rabbeinu Tam hold, that all of them are machmata safek, and therefore if it's machmata safek, some are right, some are wrong. Hence Rabbeinu Tam says it's a stira. So in theory, Rabbeinu Tam maskim to the Rambam and Maran HaShulchan Aruch that these kolot are mechamat ha-safek and therefore they're sotir echad tashani and you need all of them. Well, that's how much it comes out to. You need three sets of whatever tarat is. So tarat can be a tarat, tarat can be a tashat, or tarat can be a tashrat. So if you do three sets of each, 4, 4, 4 is 12. 3, 3, 3, 9. 3, 3, 3, 9. 12, 9, 9, 30. Now, see, there you go, actuary. Now he says, wait, takshiv. The Rosh, Besof Rosh Hashanah, he quotes Rav Hai Gaon. Rav Hai Gaon, Sefer HaManhig, many Rishonim hold like this also. I'll read it to you. Rav Hai Gaon says, no, in shum sfekot, no safek. Kulam emet. Why? Watch what he says. Here, I'll read it to you. Phew. Rav Hai Gaon Mafchid says like this. Here, in Olam. It was here. So before, oh. Al tachshevu shebimei Rabbi Avuhu nafal safek be'inyan ze. Hi genuchei ganachu yalil. Head-on collision with the Rambam. He says, well, what do you think all of a sudden, in the days of Rabbi Avuhu, they started having sfekot, what, they didn't have mesorah? All of a sudden, safek? And if that's the case, why didn't have sfekot about other halachot? Yeah? Elama. So where did all these different combinations of tkiot come from? Ela minag b'chol Yisrael haya, mehem osim yabavot kalot, she'anu korim lahem tru'ah, ומהם היו עושים שברים, ואלו ואלו יוצאים מדי חובה. הלאה. ולדברי הכל שברים ובבות קצרות הן, ורבי אבו תיקן שכל ישראל יהיו נוהגים מנהג אחד, ולא יהיה ביניהם דבר של אדיוטות, נראה כחלוקה. He says there were just different, according to Rav Hai Gaon, already from Har Sinai, Hashem says, blow a trua that sounds like a cry. Already from Har Sinai, what did people do? Some people blew what we call שברים. Some people blew what we call a tru'ah. Some people blew both of them. And already from Har Sinai, they already had minagim, 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 be'am Yisrael. Just what? So where was the change? What happened during the generation of Rabbi Avuhu? He says, simpletons, they see all these different minagim. They say, oh, you see machloket, machloket. They're going to rabble rouse and try to make machlokot out of it. Therefore, in order to avoid machloket, lo safek, kulam ksharim. But what? Which means, according to Rav Hai Gaon, each set individually, any nine, or kasher. Whereas, so what did Rabbi Avuhu do? He made a takana to blow all 30 so that what? Everybody does everything so that we have a uniform process in Am Yisrael so that people should not raise aspersions, cast aspersions on the minhag and create machlokot. Kach omer Rav Hai Gaon. Is the Rambam on this team? Why? Says Mahamata Safek. Rabbeinu Tam? הוכחנו? ספק. Not like that. Watch this. There's an רבנו חיים ויטל, in שער הכוונות, קורא אותי, דף צדי, דרוש לראש השנה, he quotes the Ariya Kadosh, who says, well, let me backtrack. He quotes over there the Ariya Kadosh, who brings the Zohar Kadosh, that says that all of these kolot are necessary. Not either one, but the different kolot are all necessary, and they are all emit. Some of them represent Dina Kashia, because don't forget, we're blowing the shofar in order to break the heavenly judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be me'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol, la'amod mikisedin v'lashevet al kiser hachamim. Some of them represent dinim kashim. Some of them represent dinim kalim. Yeah? But all of them are necessary. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, all, a little bit different, definitely not the Rambam. Yes? Not the Rambam, and also not Rav Hai Gaon. Why? Because according to the Rambam, some are right, some are wrong. According to Rav Hai Gaon, what? Not all of them are necessary. Midoraita. Why? Because what? Midoraita. Any nine, any set is fine. The Ariya Kadosh says you need all of them. He doesn't say Doraita, but he says the Zohar Kadosh seems to learn it from the Psukim that all of these kolot are necessary lefi adin. At least lefi asud. Therefore, lemai nafkamina. The big nafkamina ledina between all of these shitot. Here we go. Now, obviously, which ones do we do first? Truth is, if you blow the sets in any order, as long as there's no kol pasun mafsik b'nehem, you yotzei the chobah. The minhag is, yeah, what's the order of the tkiot that we do? Shmuel ma'osim? By miyoshev, the first 30. Tashrat. Tashrat kodem. Mitokeh po. Tov. Tashrat gimal pa'amim. Tashat, gimal pa'amim, tarat, gimal pa'amim, that's the first 30. You're yotzei midoraita. Tashrat, yeah, first 12. Everybody, yeah, across the board, everybody. We start with tashrat, then tarat. Stop. No, gimal pi'alacha, everybody does. Now, the only difference is, if you open up the machzor shel Rosh Hashanah, you know, the chazan, in order, the ba'al tokeah, in order to catch his breath, he takes a short break between each of the sets. Yes? Over there, what's Nahug? Between each of the sets, there's two paragraphs of Tfilot, Ribono Shel Olam. It's a kind of vidui. The Shara Kavanot says, the Ariya Kadosh would be mitvade belachash ben sidrei atkiot. Between, he wouldn't raise his voice too much, but he would actually say the words, whatever it was, and mi mitvade ala avirot, between each set, between Tashat and Tashat, and then between Tashat and Tarat. What a man, huh? Within the middle of the first 30 tkiot. Huh? No, during the tkiot you have to be listening. You have to focus on the tkiot. You have to hear them. But between the sets of the tkiot until the Ba'al Tokeah starts again, kacha yosim. The Ben Ish Chai quotes the Shara Kavanot b'shtika. He says, kacha yasu. He says, that was minhag in Baghdad as well. Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Nitzavim says, that's what you do. Like the Ariya Kadosh.
So he's actually saying the words.
He's saying the words, bilachash. Maran Zichrono Livracha says, that works well according to the Kabbalah, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, that all of the tkiot are emet. Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Shmuel remembers from Siman Taf Lamed Gima, from Psachim, Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, over there with regards to B'tikat Chametz, are you allowed to be mafsik ben abracha lam mitzvah? Only when? What about once you started the mitzvah? Letzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to be mafsik. What about once you started the mitzvah, להפסיק בדיבור של לא לצורך המצווה? ואם יפסיק? Why? Because since the bracha was already chal on תחילת המצווה, you're not חוזר ומבורך. Therefore, Maran brings this in Siman Taf Lamed Gimal with regards to בדיקת חמץ. He says, ברוך אתה השם, קודמך העולם, שקדישנו ומצווה מצוינו, על ביעור חמץ, start the בדיקה right away. Don't talk. Now what happens if you didn't start the bdikah? You say, what's for dinner? Masita. That's efsek. Shelo letzorech ha-mitzvah, you have to make the bracha again. If you started the bdikah and you were mafsik like that, you don't have to go back. Okay, stop. Takshiv. He says, by shofar also, you started the tkiot, yes, Tashrat. According to the Ari, according to the Zohar, that they're all correct, then mitzuyan. Then what? You started the mitzvah, and then technically you could be mafsik, litzorech, you know, we'll call it litzorech ha-mitzvah, even though it's not exactly, but okay. But according to the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Umaran HaShulchan Aruch, can I ask you a question? Even though you blew a tashrat already, have you certainly started the mitzvah? Why? Because maybe tashrat is wrong. And maybe tashrat is right, maybe tarat is right. Aye, but doesn't everything require a tkiah? So I started with a tkiah, no? Answer, if it's really only a shvarim and you blew a shvarim truah, you killed the original tkiah. If it's wrong. Now, again, I can't blow tashrat and tashat and tarat at the same time. So the chachamim had to be, you got to start with something. Nahon? In malasot. Even though there's a safek, but the chachamim said, okay, start with something. Matase. But to be, so I'm engaged in the mitzvah, so okay, fine. But to be mafsik bedibur, when you, maybe I didn't even start the mitzvah yet, matase. According to Maran, it's a safek. According to the Rambam, it's a safek. What are you going to tell me? No, I'm being chozer b'tshuva. Being chozer b'tshuva is tzorech ha-mitzvah, no? First of all, like the Rambam says in Ilchot Tshuva, the point of the shofar is not, it's a remez in order to be machzir a person b'tshuva, but that's not the reason for the mitzvah. What does the Rambam say the reason for the mitzvah of tkiat shofar is? Very simple. Huh? Zerat melech. Shem said so. That's the reason for the mitzvah. Zeu. Not only that, even if you wanted to say that tshuva is part of the mitzvah, in order to be chozer b'tshuva, do you have to be chozer b'tshuva bape? Bring me a raya. Yeah, kiddushin daf nun tet, you know. Yeah. Ha'omer la'isha, hare at mekudeshet li, al menat she'ani tzadik gamur, afilu haya rasha gamur, hare zo mekudeshet. Rashi and the Rambam say, mekudeshet misafek. Why? Says the Gemara, what's the reason for that? Shem me hirher teshuva belibo. A second before I had a Rasha Gamur. And yet, as he's saying the words, we're concerned that maybe he had hirhure, thoughts of tshuva in the heart. You see, Mufurash from Chazal and from the Rambam, Malacha Psuka, that what? Tshuva doesn't have to be bape. It's wonderful if it is. Aval ikar tshuva is a balev. So even if you wanted to be mitvadeh, titvadeh balev. And therefore, la halacha ul ma'aseh, da'at Maran zichrono lebracha, he argues, he says, when you have a head-on collision between, there's a famous tshuva from the Radbaz. When you have a machloket between Shas and Zohar, ma'osim. Over here, meforash, machloket meforeshet. Shas aruch, Rosh Hashanah, lamedalet amud aleph, says the 30 kolot that we do on Rosh Hashanah, nechamat ha-safek, lo kulam emet. Zohar HaKadosh meforash, in parashat emor, says kulam emet. Machloket, Talmud Bavli veZohar, ma'osim. What do you do? The Radbaz, in Shelot Tshuvot Radbaz, Chelek Aleph, Siman, Elef Pe, 1080. He writes over there, he says, Nahug Biyadenu. If there's no machloket on the Zohar, okay, we'll take the Zohar. But if the Shas Bavli goes head on with the Zohar HaKadosh, Yepaskin Kedivre HaPashtanim, Yepaskin Kedivre, even though the Zohar was also Tanaim, Rabbi Shimon, Aval Ma, we paskin like the Shas. And therefore, over here, we have to be choshesh lidaat hashas, lidaat rambam, lidaat maran shulchan aruch, that over here, the tkiot or mechamat ha-safek, and you shouldn't, therefore, Maran zichrono lebracha says, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is the same thing, not to be mitvadeh bapeh. Don't say that. You can read the words with your eyes, silently, but don't say the words, because it's a chashash hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. If you did it, you wouldn't be chozer umvarech, because there's sabal the other way. Aval al tafsik. Don't be mafsik. This could be efsek bedibur shelo letzorach ha-mitzvah. Velachin, it's better just to read it with your eyes and not to say it bapeh. Shteist? No. That's only la'akil, lo la'achmi. Yeah, but you should. Ma lo echpat lecha al Rambam? Lo echpat lecha al Maran? You're not being choshesh for that. Dari did it. It's okay. But in terms of dinef, Dari did it. But the Rambam and Maran are telling you, זה הפסק, אל תעשה את זה. מה, אתה לא חושש להם? צריך לחוש, לכבוד רבותיו. הלכה כדעת מרן. טוב. Yeah.